Let us pray.
주님, 오늘 이 말씀을 증거합니다. 이 말씀을 통해서 살아 역사하시는 주님을 만날 수 있도록 인도하여 주세요.
Dear Lord, thank you for having us here today. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to save us and give us a new life. Be with us and guide and lead us. Lord, I ask you to anoint me so that I can preach your message with your power and confidence. Use me for your kingdom and your glory. Lord, send your Holy Spirit on us and help us understand your word and help us to apply the message into our lives. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, I want to start a story. This is a true story. A long time ago, there was a man who died in the freezer of a ship. Later, his body was found by a crew, but the crew did not understand why the man died. The door of the freezer was unlocked, and it was not very cold inside of the freezer because the freezer did not work. Later, the crew found that the man who died wrote something on the wall. He said, "It is very cold. I am dying. I am dying." His long thoughts dragged him into the wrong direction. We sometimes might think that I am sinning against God. Because I am feeling guilty, because am I following God? In this sense, I want to help you to understand the law of God and how to apply the message into our lives. Today, I want to talk to you about the message of law and gospel. It is one of the most important messages in the Bible, and it is one of the hardest messages in the Bible. Because many Christians are still thinking that, am I following the right way of God? If they should keep all of the laws and commandments in the Bible. In regard to this, the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17, is one of the most important messages in the Bible. I believe that it is like the key to open the door. The most important thing is that we need the right key. Last month, we had a service for the new membership and baptism. On that day, I had to come to church early because I needed to turn on the switch of the baptismal pool to make it warm. Otherwise, Roy and Jihyun might have been baptized in a cold water. By the way, I forgot to bring the key. I had many keys in my pocket, but I needed the right key to open the door. Do you know what I did was, do I need to give a call to Reverend John and please come on? And he was in another church. And I thought was, I needed to come back to my home and to bring the right key. Finally, I opened the door, I came in. This reminded me of the importance of the right key to understand the message of God. My question is, how to understand the law of God in the Bible and how to apply the message of God into our lives today? Let us read once again, Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. Law is the first five books in the Old Testament, and the prophets are all of the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament. Later, the law and the prophets include all of the books in the Old Testament. According to the Bible, our Lord said that I did not want to abolish the law. The Greek word kataluo means destroy or throw down. If we do not need anything, we might destroy or throw down. Our Lord Jesus came to this world not to destroy, but to fulfill the law in the Old Testament. The Greek word plelu means fill it off or fill it full. Our Lord Jesus came to the world to fill it full. The word also has a meaning. Point in the right direction by the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus has got the key. It means that we should keep the law of God and follow it by the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ. In this sense, I believe that the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 1 to 6, helps us to understand the message of law and gospel. There was a woman who got married. She was not allowed to marry to another man while her husband was still alive. If she marries, she is against the law of God. However, if her husband dies, she is allowed to get married to another man. Her ex-husband refers to the law, the old law. And another man refers to the new law. It is called the gospel. The gospel is good news. The gospel was given by our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, Romans 7, 6, now we can serve God in a new way by obeying His Spirit and not in the old way, by obeying the written law. In the time of Jesus, many people followed Jesus. And Jesus was about to leave the world. And He said to His disciples, do not worry, I will send the Holy Spirit. When He comes, He will help us. When He comes, He will guide us to understand the message of God. When we read the message of God, we need to make sure that our Lord sent the Holy Spirit and He will guide us to understand the message. Let us read Book of Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Now we come to our church because we to keep the Sabbath holy. According to the Bible, the Sabbath was Saturday, but we keep it on Sunday. Why? The passage says that we should keep the Sabbath holy. Many Christians might not understand what this means. Some people still say, we have to keep the Sabbath holy on Saturday, not on Sunday. Should we keep it on Sunday? Remember, our Lord Jesus has got the key. Two verses I want to share with you. The first one is Book of Matthew 28, verse 1. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Another verse is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Christians have continued to keep the law of God by the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then what should you do on Sunday? Are we still allowed to walk on Sunday? The Bible says, Exodus 31 verse 15, if you walk on the Sabbath, you will no longer be part of my people, and you will be put to death. What does that mean? According to the message, we are not allowed to walk on the Sabbath. If you walk, we will be put to death. Then what should you do on Sunday? Remember, our Lord Jesus has got the key. One Sabbath, there was a man whose hand was crippled. And Jesus answered in the book of Matthew 12 verse 11. Book of Matthew chapter 12 verse 10, the Pharisees said before Jesus said, is it right to heal someone on the Sabbath? And our Lord said in verse 11, if you had a sheep that fell into a ditch on the Sabbath, wouldn't you lift it out? People are worth much more than sheep. And it is right to do good on the Sabbath. Remember, our Lord has got the key. And our Lord said, Matthew 12 verse 8, for the Son of Man is the law of the Sabbath. I have a question. Did our Lord break the law? Because he walked on the Sabbath. He healed the crippled man on the Sabbath. But what our Lord said? He said, it is right to do good on the Sabbath. And Jesus kept the law. This is the meaning of plero. It means point in the right direction by the guidance of our Lord Jesus. Have you ever heard the man named Forrest Smithson? He was an American athlete, and he was a strong Christian. At the 1908 Summer Olympic Games, which was held in London, Forrest Smithson was supposed to run for the 110-meter hurdle on a Sunday. In those days, many people expected him to get a gold medal. But this man refused to run because he believed that I'm a Christian. It is against the law of God. However, many people encouraged him to run. What would you have done if you had been Forrest Smithson? Would you have run or not? Later, he decided to run. He was running with a Bible in his left hand, and he got a gold medal. That's great. And I believe that Forrest Smithson applied the message of God to his life. This is the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why the message was given to each one of us, to give us a new life and to save us. This is the message of hope. The message of hope has changed many people's lives. It has changed despair to hope. It has changed impossibilities to possibilities. In 2002, my family migrated from South Korea to New Zealand. One day we went to a church and I had a chance to talk with one of the church members. And he told me that in the 1970s, there were many Christians here in New Zealand. Many people went to churches and the country sent out many missionaries to all over the countries. New Zealand was one of the Christian countries in those days. What about today? What's happening today in this country? And what do you think? Many people have left churches, and most churches, there are not many Christians. What about our church, Grey Friars? I believe that our church has been blessed by God. The mission of our church is to help people to know and follow Jesus. We have done great works. We have spent much time preaching the gospel with non-believers. Last year, we had 6 new members. And this year, until today, we had 11 new members. Last month, 2 people were baptized. They had never been to church in their lives. Grey Friars is their home church. It's their first church. Today, we are going to start a new members course who are going to be a member of our church. And we are going to start a course that helps non-believers to know about our Lord Jesus Christ. And I ask you to pray for our church, to build the kingdom of God here in Grey Friars. Let us work together. I need your help. And this is the grace of God. And here I want to share with you the purpose of the law. In the book of Exodus 19, verse 5 to 6, if you obey me and keep my covenant, you will be treasured possession. You will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. The purpose of the law is to bless the people of God. The purpose of the law is to bless God's people. It is the covenant. It is the holy promise between God and his people. It is the holy promise between God and his children. As parents, we want to give the most important things to our children. And as children, we want to get most precious gifts from our parents. What have you got from your parents? As you know, I was born and grew up in a small village in South Korea. My father was a rice farmer and was a truck driver. And I don't remember receiving any presents from my parents. My parents could not afford to buy presents. I did not understand why at the early ages, but when I grew up, I understood why. Even though my parents did not give any worldly presents to us, but they gave us the most important presents to their children. That was the love of God. My parents helped us to come to know about God. And I believe that this is one of the most precious gifts from my parents. Our Heavenly Father gave His children the most important things. That was the law of God. That is the law of God. For this, as children of God, we are to keep the law of God. And the law tells us what sin is. Romans 7 verse 7 says, "Is the law sin? I would not have known what sin was except through the law." The law of God tells us what sin is. The law includes the rules and regulations for children of God to keep. It guides us to come to our Lord Jesus. And the book of Galatians 3 verse 24 says, "So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith." We are not saved by the law, but by our Lord Jesus Christ. And our Lord Jesus fulfilled the law. As believers of Christ, we are to follow the law of God. That is why our Lord Jesus was sent to this world to save us and to give us a new life. Let us read the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 18. "But I promise you that not even a full stop or comma will ever disappear from the law. Everything written in it must happen." Our Lord Jesus completed the law of God. For example, in the Old Testament, Jewish people had to kill their animals for their sins to be forgiven. But today, we do not have to do it in that way because our Lord Jesus has done for us. Hebrews 9:12 says, "Then Christ went once and for all into the most holy place and freed us from sin forever." Our Lord Jesus did it once to save us and to give us a new life. That is why we have confidence in our Lord. We were sinners because we did not believe in God. But we are not sinners anymore because our Lord Jesus died for us. And Romans 8 verse 1 says, "If you belong to Christ Jesus, you will not be punished." If you believe in Jesus, you are not sinners anymore. But what does this mean? Verse 19 to 20, "If you reject the law, you will be the least important person in the kingdom of God. You must obey God's commands. If you don't, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven." Remember that our Lord Jesus has got the key. What is your purpose living here in this world? What is your ultimate purpose living here in this world? Better life? Happy life? Or have a good health? This could be one of the purposes. But the Bible says our ultimate purpose is to enter the kingdom of heaven and to live a heavenly life here in this world. The Sermon on the Mount talks about the kingdom of heaven and the heavenly life here in this world. And how could this be possible? How could this be possible? The Bible says, first of all, we need to accept our Lord Jesus. He's our Lord and He's our Savior. Second, we are to follow the way of our Lord Jesus and to share the gospel with non-believers. Are you believers of Jesus Christ? Then you are to follow the law of God. That is the gospel. And you are to share the message with those who never heard about the Christ. Are you not believers of Jesus Christ here in our church? And this is the right time. I would like you to know and meet with Jesus as you, our Lord and Savior. Our Lord Jesus has changed many people's lives. He is still changing many people here in this world. Why don't you meet with Jesus as our Lord and Savior? The Bible says He is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Here at this time, if you want to follow Jesus, I don't know what Jesus, I just want you to stand up and please come forward. If you want to believe in Jesus, I want you to stand and please come forward and we will pray for you. 혹시 이 자리에서 예수를 믿기 원하신다면 이 자리에 나오시기 바랍니다. 저희가 여러분들을 위해서 기도를 해드리겠습니다. And this is the right time. I want you to know about Jesus. Let us pray to our Lord. Dear Lord, thank you for having us here today. We are so blessed to know you. We are so blessed to believe in you. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to save us and to give us a new life. We believe Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Please help us continue to have the same faith. Help us to share the message of God with those who never heard about Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. Now, watch team, you can prepare.